This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Or should I say, welcome back to another session of sanity. I don't know any other way to put it. Here on the real side, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, honestly, whatever way you want to put it, whatever way makes you feel better, truly being part of the conversation. And, you know, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And listen, get involved, get engaged, do the right thing. I mean, I don't know how you do the right thing without being engaged, without having to listen, not just to me. Listen to some of these other people. Listen to some of these the other commentators. I guess that's what you call them. See, I'm not one of those guys who think I have all the answers. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm not one of those guys that feels like I have all the answers. I don't. Come on. Anybody thinks they've got it all going on? Those are dangerous people. Remember the guy, what's his name? Jimmy Jones, remember him? Yeah, he thought he had it all going on too. And he was a dangerous man. So when you listen to different commentators, when you listen to different commentators, right? Listen, where are they getting their information? Where are they coming from? Does anybody else in their mind have a grasp on reality? I'll leave it that way. Because I think there's a lot of good commentators out there. I don't think I'm the only guy that's got all the answers. I never believed that. And any of you who've known me for any length of time or been listening for any length of time, I say the same thing. Check me out. I don't always get it right. I don't even pretend that I always get it right. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, I don't know whether to play this now or afterward, but this was just so cool. The young lady on campus decided that, and this is the liberal mindset. This is the mindset that makes me crazy. And they didn't learn this at college, parents, mom and dad. They learned this from you because you allowed them to get away with everything. You allowed them, if something didn't make them feel good, you removed it from the room or from the house. I would have looked at them and said, deal with it. It's my house. The picture, the song, the whatever stays where it stays. Get over yourself. That would have been my response to most everything. It usually was. My kids will tell you that. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, this young lady decided, because she didn't like the sign, she didn't like what was happening, she wasn't going to put up with it. And she got a surprise. Let's take a look, and we'll talk about it. Maybe. I would say maybe. Come on. Can you do it? Let's see.
It's self-evident that all men are created.
Yeah, come on.
This says, no warning. Ma'am, don't steal the sign. You can't steal the sign. You're on camera stealing a sign. Sam! Officer, she's stealing a sign.
Now, you can't see this, but she some of you that are listening, she walked right up. And he was peacefully, one guy, peacefully protesting. Not bothering anybody. In the corner of a college campus, he has permission to be there. She walks up and takes the sign away from him. And now she's going to throw it over the side.
Ma'am, you're about to walk right into a police officer who you're committing theft right now.
Jesus.
Don't throw it over.
Now the police officer has run up and grabbed the sign from her.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
It was not. I just moved it.
You just did what?
I just moved it.
You just moved it. So you took it. Okay. Who was holding it?
Me. She just ripped it out of my camera. She just ripped it out of my hand.
She just ripped it out of your hand?
Yes.
Why'd you rip it out of my hand?
Because this restricts women's rights.
Oh my God. The sign restricts women's rights. Who knew that's all it took? The sign restricts women's rights. Does it show you where her mind is at? I would love to interview this girl's parents. No, seriously. I mean, the sign, one guy standing in a corner of a campus, college campus, and apparently that will take away women's rights across the country.
Restricts women's rights?
He's...
Could you get off the sign, please?
On college campus.
Okay.
Where I go.
Can you get off the sign for your damaging property?
Okay. I can't believe y'all put that sign.
You're not going anywhere. Right now you're being detained. Okay.
Detained for what?
Larceny? You stole his sign.
He has it back.
Okay.
I just moved it. Remember the first, she was getting ready to throw. You can see it in the video. She's getting ready to throw. This is where these kids are at. She's getting ready to throw. She's got this dumbfounded look on her face, which is just classic. She's going to throw this over the wall where he won't be able to get her to use it again. Okay? When she gets caught by the cop, it's an immediate lie. She's going to lie several times in this video. You've got to hear this. Okay? She's gonna lie several times. And now when he says, you took his sign, she goes, no, I was just going to move it. Yeah, I was going to move it to the ground on the other side down below. All right? And now he says, you took his sign. She goes, well, he's got it back. Like the end justify the means. He's got it back. No harm, no foul, right? I just took the car for a joyride, Your Honor. The only thing he was missing was gas when it got back. They have no conception. It's not yours. It doesn't belong to you. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom.
Amen.
Yes, sir, I'm Cuban Pete.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. That's right. Sometimes we got a cough. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Head up to the website and give me your email address. Okay, it's really simple. I send one out a week. Not a big deal. Not the end of the world. Appreciate the input from you. And then you can also, if you don't want the email, some people don't even check their emails anymore, for God's sakes, we can text you and let you know the show is starting. So you want to text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222, and you get a text message letting you know the show is starting. Okay, Let's get back at it. So this little young snowflake millennial, whatever you want to call her, I don't really care. But she decided she didn't like the sign that a young man was holding at a... and it wasn't graphic or anything. It was just a sign that he was pro-life. And so she has decided that the pro-life sign tramples on a woman's rights. So he shouldn't be able to hold it. He shouldn't be able to show it. Nobody, she is going to protect all those women on campus from seeing the sign they just may not agree with. This is what some of you have raised. Is this really? Are you really happy with this? Do you really think this is the right way to bring up your child?
Because I got it from you.
I moved it 50 yards.
I don't care if you moved it 1 foot. You don't have a right to take someone's property.
Oh, my God. You should see the look on her face. Like, I don't?
Okay, period. I don't care what the circumstance is. You don't have a right to take anyone's property. He was holding it. Therefore, it was his. And you took it. Okay? I know you may not agree with what's being said, but you don't have a right to take someone's property. Period. Okay?
Okay, now that's a key point here. Look, sir, I'm not trying to get arrested. I just don't agree with what he said. Well, that doesn't give you the right to do anything you want to do. And this is what the left has taught the young people. I mean, you heard it from Maxine Waters. You go in there and you just get up in their faces. Well, that's kind of what she did. And then she took the sign away from him, and he just asked her point blank, young lady, do you have ID on you? And she said no. All right? This is the third time she's lied.
Am I being arrested right now?
Okay,
well, I won't mess with the sign again.
Do you have ID on you?
Yeah, that's messy.
Now... when he says, now she's worried about getting arrested, right? Now he says, do you have ID on you? And all of a sudden, it has magically materialized in her backpack. And she said, yes, I do. So this is like strike four. He's got a lot more patience than I do. I would grab the ID from her and immediately put her in a set of handcuffs. This child needs to have the crud scared out of her at this point.
You can search my job in there.
I'm not trying to care.
I can't believe you're protecting those people. You see where their mind... She will be a dangerous human being in a few years if she keeps down that road. They don't think like she does. They want to protect human life, and they're the bad people. My God, the poison that this young girl has been placed in her mind, it's sad.
But I do have to enforce the law. That's just how it is. All right.
He's saying he has to enforce the law, and she's shaking her head no, like, no, you don't.
Do you see us being subjected to this?
Okay, this is a public place, okay? They have a right to do this. If you don't like their views, you can go away.
You don't like their... I don't know, some of you, it's hard to hear him, it's very low, but he's saying to her, look, they have a right to be here. It's a public place. You don't like what they're saying? Go somewhere else. You don't have to watch, and you don't have to listen to them. This is beyond their comprehension. This shows you that they're being taught, that they believe that they're not only they're above the law, they're above you. They're smarter than you. They have more rights than you do.
You have to watch it. You don't have to be here.
They're here because they want us to watch them.
They're here because they want us to watch. Then look the other way. Does your head not swivel? Do your feet can't carry you in a different direction? Are we serious? I said that. Somebody said, I would love to sit with her parents. I can only imagine what her parents are like. This guy's brilliant. This cop is the kind of cop I'd want on every street in America.
Okay. It doesn't matter how much you ignore them. They're going to come back.
That's right. They're like pimples, honey. That's it. Sometimes they're still there. They're going to keep coming back. And they get their power because they get a rise out of you. Just leave them alone. Now she believes this is why women have so many problems. Why? Because if the guy's standing in a corner with a sign that says he's pro-life?
And this is why women have such a problem getting abortions in North Carolina.
No, no, that's not why. It's because they're starting to apply science. Figure it out.
And y'all just let them get away.
You know, and that this is great too. Right? You let them get away with what? Their free speech rights? I mean, listen, you let them get away with their free speech rights. You can do the same thing opposite them. You can have signs up that you're pro-abortion.
Okay. All right. I cannot believe y'all let this happen.
Listen, she can't believe this. Y'all letting this happen. What? What are they? What? They're free speech. Thank you, God, that you're letting this happen. Right? Here it comes. He's arresting her for larceny. He's telling her to take her backpack off. The realization of life is now smacking her in the face. So you parents of this poor child, this is your fault. The reason she's being arrested today is your fault. And you're probably going to say, well, I'm proud because she stood up. There are other ways you could have stood up for this within the law. You are the same people that scream at me and others and the president about following the law. If you don't think you have to follow the law but everybody else does, then you are the problem. You are the same thing you're accusing the president and us of being. He's arresting her. I hope she doesn't start swearing like crazy.
What? All I did was I just walked it over here. I was going to give it back to him.
Well, I don't know that.
No, you weren't going to give it back to him. You were throwing it over the fence when the cop... See, that's lie number 612. I lost count. She's been lying so much. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I think Mark Anthony's going to join us on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Although President Trump's trade policy with China and the tariffs are taking a heavy toll on Midwest farmers, they are happy about a new trade agreement he's worked out with Canada and Mexico.
Hopefully Congress will approve the USMCA quickly, and then the great farmers and manufacturers and steel plants will make our economy even more successful than it already is.
President Trump addressed the National Association of Realtors meeting in Washington. The U.S. Border Patrol told two heavily Democratic counties in Florida they're sending them around 1,000 unlawful immigrants and asylum seekers a month. GOP Governor Ron DeSantis says they can't handle that influx.
We cannot accommodate in Florida just dumping the unlawful migrants into our state. I think it'll tax our resources, the schools, the health care, law enforcement, state agencies.
DeSantis, a supporter of the president, says he'll tell Trump in person the plan is not acceptable. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop from which there is no escape.
Why this song came on now. Joe Bazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Now, I've had to rip him away from a nice meal that he was having. Probably, you know, see, when you're on every night, everybody thinks this is like a glamorous life. But this guy here, he gets to go have dinner at the Trump Towers. I got to sit here talking to you people. Mark Anthony joins me as he does from time to time. I'm sure you're sitting there with some
kind of
martini in your hand, having yourself a good time. And I'm sitting here talking to, you know, I don't know, whatever. I'm not going to say I'm going to be nice because I actually like you. So... How you doing?
No, I'm doing great. How are you?
Very good.
How are you?
Good. So you are in, did you visit the Trump, you're back in D.C. Did you visit the Trump Towers?
I was there a couple of days ago.
Uh-huh. Come on, who'd you mix with?
You know.
Tell us all the big names that you
were. What did you say?
Tell me who you mixed with. I want people to think I have bigwigs on the show.
But you do have bigwigs on the show. I'm not saying me, but there's other people that are. I spent some time with Star Parker, who most of your listeners know.
Love her.
Yep. Yeah, Star's amazing. Spent some time with her and with Father Frank recently. He's here, as you probably know, for the convention that's going on here in D.C. And, in fact, Mike Pompeo just wrapped it up, the dinner they had.
Yep.
So it's been fun. It's always fun to come here, and I've got a lot going on here more than I have before. So
cool.
There's nothing wrong with being here. There's a lot of great energy, and it sure beats, you know,
don't say it.
Wondering what I'm going to do about it. It's nice to be a part of the solution instead of complaining, you know?
Well, that's part of my mantra. You know that. I always beef at people.
Yeah.
You know, get out there, do something, stop complaining, and get off your butt and make a difference. And you're doing that.
Exactly.
So that's cool. You know?
We try. Yeah. We're trying to, you know, in any way we can out here, especially since, you know, everybody knows the election season is about to heat up. And I personally believe that based on what we've seen recently, it's literally going to be better than Saturday Night Live when Saturday Night Live was good, you know, because the stuff that's coming out of their mouths is so, you're like, you know, you've seen that meme on Facebook. Most people have Operation Let Them Say Whatever They Want is working perfectly. And it kind of is, right?
Oh, yeah. It's perfect. Tammy showed me a meme before you came on. It's from a website that says Yes She Can or something like that. It says the reason a fetus has more rights than a woman in America is because a fetus still has a chance to become a man. These people are whacked. They've lost their mind.
Yeah, they are whacked. They are. They are going into ultimate meltdown over Ohio and Alabama and the other states that are joining soon. And it's actually quite gratifying to watch. I mean, just from everybody's perspective, because the very fact that we've somehow, in a way, forced both Alyssa Milano and Bette Midler into abstinence is really quite a feat.
That's
when
amazing.
You think about it, right?
That is... Yeah, yeah, no, just amazing. Although, I got to tell you something. I'm sure Bette Midler was not having, you know, we'll just leave it at that. And then there was that other model, she posed naked. Did you see her? Because she wanted the 25 old white,
right.
Well, the 25 old white guys that signed the bill, she was punishing. And I'm saying to myself, why, they had a chance before? I mean, what are you punishing? I don't get it. But just a thought.
This is Amy Bunch. And, you know, speaking of, one of the reasons I was here the last time is for that group, the Jexit group, right?
Right?
Much like Walk Away, but for the Jewish Americans here. And, you know, after listening to what the latest, and it wasn't a slip, and you notice that a lot of Democrats went on the Sunday morning talks circuit to interpret what she meant for her. What Rashida said recently about that calming feeling about the Holocaust,
right?
That's what she meant. She meant that. It's
no
just
question.
Like she meant when she said, we're going to impeach them, you know, the mother effer, right? She knew
right.
what she meant then.
Yep.
And she knew what she meant about having a calming feeling. She talked about the Palestinians as if they were the ones that were ripped away from their land, and they have been oppressed since the beginning. And as a matter of fact, the Jewish people are, you know, the evil ones. And that goes to this article I just saw. You probably saw it, that the UN has slammed Israel for not sharing the drone technology with Gus, the Palestinians. Because it's not fair that they need to defend themselves from the terrorists. And the rocket barrage. I mean, really, think about that. That's just insane.
Oh, it is. But
that's
come
insanity.
On, you're talking about the UN. There's nothing new there, right? I mean, who gave Israeli the drone technology? We probably had a big hand in it. So why aren't they coming after us? Because they have no guts, right? The UN has absolutely
no
guts.
I meant the dome. Excuse me. The dome.
The
technology.
Dome.
Yeah. You know, the dome. Yeah,
right.
The defense dome. That was us. That was all us.
Yeah, so I don't know what their problem is, but let's get past that for a second, because you're not going to change the UN. My attitude is, let's move the UN to the country that's paying the least amount of money to support the UN. That way there they have some skin in the game. Let's see how they like
it. I just want to say how bad it is mentally worldwide that even the terrorists are snowflakes. They're complaining it's not fair.
Look at it. We need to get a hold of the terrorist mothers and ask them, look what you raised. What's wrong with you people? Anyhow.
Tell them to be men.
The Tommy Lahren, okay? Now, I don't know if you know her, if you're friends. I know that you young people run in the same circles. I don't. And this is the second time she shoved her foot so far down her throat she can tickle her butt. And right now she was talking about how her fellow conservatives were going to be mad at her and for her stance on abortion. And I said, listen, if you read her tweet, the first thing she says, and And I could say, okay, she's entitled to her opinion. The Alabama abortion ban is too restrictive. Okay, if that's mm-hmm. your thought, okay, fine. Then she goes on to say, it doesn't save life, really. It simply forces women into a more dangerous method. Because, you know, in this country, they can't travel to another state to get one. And, you know, when you talk about it saves lives, are you serious? I mean, how many women die due to an abortion or complication due to an abortion? And number two is, how many humans are you killing in that abortion? So she got me kind of confused. And then she goes on to say, you don't encourage life with a blanket government mandate. Now, I agree with that. This is you and I have talked about this. It's an issue of the heart. But I don't know how she can be considered a conservative. I don't know how she hangs out at Fox News and other places like that. She's more of a moderate. Maybe she needs to be on
The
View.
Let's face it. It's because she's blonde. That's why. But anyways, the truth is that...
Send your emails
really
to markanthony@idontgiveadamn.com.
All right. Thanks so much. I'm only trying to say that the problem is this, is that, see, we let it go so far that it's to the extreme of that we got to the point of having to say, wait a minute, you can't deliver a baby and then wrap it up and decide whether or not to kill it. It went that far. So
right.
To some extent, the Alabama bill was to be expected to go that far where it's like nothing, nothing at all. And you know what? I don't disagree with that because at this point, I just want to remind everybody that 3,000 a day minimum are slaughtered in this country mm-hmm. and 60 million have been slaughtered since Roe v. Wade. So that's nothing to be proud of. And so to mince words right now is really actually not helpful because we've been doing it so long.
Well,
that's
listen,
how I feel.
I think here's what I think. I think that these states need to keep going down this road so that it has to go in front of the Supreme Court because we now have the technology. It's totally different. You're going to have a different argument, and they can't lie to the court this time, right? Because you've got
right.
science behind you. And then let the court mm-hmm. decide at what point this thing becomes a person. Okay, and when does it get protection?
Well, speaking of protection, I wish some of the Democrats were about to talk about their parents were using protection, but the Equality Act that was just passed is a direct assault on Christianity. And, you know, I think that at this point, this is sort of like
okay, well, you know
the
what that
ship
music
is
means.
Going down and they're trying anything.
Yeah, you're not going anywhere. You're going to talk about the Equality Act on the next side of the break. Joe Mancini, your host, Mark Anthony will still be with us. I've got him locked in a room. He's going nowhere. We'll be back in a few minutes.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor, and The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. 8, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new Charcoal Pore Cleansing Brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
To the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5568. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me just bring it back on and we just jump right into it. You're listening to the Real Side on GCN Live. Mark Anthony joins me as he does from time to time. I always enjoy his time with me. Mark, thanks for being with me.
Always good to be here, my friend. Always good.
So listen, I got a deal for you, okay? I can get $5,000 put in your personal checking account in 24 to 48 hours, and all you got to do is for 5 years pay me $248 every other week. You think, can we work that? That good?
So well, John,
God bless. You got AOC.
The problem is that we said during the break, I said to you, The issue is one of those two Nimrods probably got that idea from a town hall meeting or an email from a constituent, right?
And
it just shows you the level of, you know, intelligence and discernment that's been elected in the House and the Senate. Because it's mostly grandstanding, pandering, which is why, as your wonderful wife reminded us, this Equality Act isn't really about equality. But if you label things a certain way, it makes people feel good, especially their voting bloc, because it's all about feelings, right?
Yes. Well, here's, I was listening to them. They were videotaping it or something. Anyway, you had AOC sitting next to Uncle Bernie, and they were talking about the nasty things these check cashing places do. They do payday loans. They're like 30% interest, and you know, you get these credit cards. They're 30% interest. You get, and I'm going, okay, shut. The two of you just need to shut up, okay? First of all, I think AOC entered Congress. Somebody had her FICO score at 450 or somewhere thereabouts, and we're going to put her on the finance committee. That makes sense. So she's got this thing. She could. They
and then of course, and then of course, with the same logic, we take Omar, who's, you know, a freaking Trojan horse in Congress, and put her on the Foreign Relations Committee. No, see how that works?
I think it's wonderful. Let's put her on there, and you think if they show their true colors, we could do something. But here's the part that I love the most. So Bernie's sitting there screaming that these numbers are out of control. We're going to make everybody do it at 15%. We're going to cap it all there. And I'm thinking, you're a moron. So somebody who's got, like, you know, 17 repossessions and, you know, has lost three houses to foreclosure and they get a 15% interest rate? Come on, cut me some slack. These guys have no understanding. These are the same guys. Bernie was in Congress when this happens. These are the same guys that got us into the housing debacle, because everybody deserved a house no matter what, because that was the American dream, and it
That's
didn't matter
right.
whether you could afford it
Barney
or not.
Barney Frank
People
and the rest
forgot.
Of them and Bill Clinton when they put... Carter, right? Yeah, so yeah, that's right, because it's not fair. They forced the banks to change the guidelines, and they would have them federal. That's right. So that worked out really well, as you can see, because, you know, gardeners and maids at the Comfort Inn were buying homes, you know, that was way out of their range or earning potential, right?
Yeah.
I wonder how that all happened.
Oh, so, listen.
Yeah.
Yeah, they get those
See, every time they get... See, there's another example. Every time these morons, and they are morons, I mean, they're certified morons. Every time they put a policy in place to change behavior, it completely and utterly backfires. And it has unintended consequences. Every time.
But they never admit they're wrong. Never. That's the dangerous part. Look at it's one thing to put a bad policy in place. It's another thing altogether when you don't go back and check, or you see that it's not working and it's causing problems, right? They don't go back and change it because they won't admit that they did anything wrong.
I know, but look at Detroit. You know, they don't fix things. Look at Oakland, California, right? Look at the rest of the cities they run. They usually generally screw things up and then turn around and go, whoa, how did that happen? You know, they're in amazement, right? Gavin Newsom wants to know why the gas prices are so high. How did that happen? I heard the other day, here's a great example of a liberal. The guy Mark Benioff, who started Salesforce, used to work for Oracle. And yes, he is a billionaire. And, you know, I know that he's done a lot. He helped fund a hospital. But this is how they think. So he gave $35 million. It was like $35 million study on homelessness. Why don't you use that $35 million to get them housing? Why are you studying why they're on the street? I mean, that's the definition of a liberal, right? That's what they do.
No, it's perfect.
Let's go study why this is happening. I don't know.
Yeah.
Do we need to know the root cause of every single person on the street to help them? Probably not, right?
Right. Right. Yeah. No. Some of the stuff just, you know, I love the fact that the Attorney General, who they're hating on right now, he has now instructed his regional attorney generals to go into these sanctuary cities and to shut down these, what are the safe shoot-up zones. He says, look,
mm-hmm.
Heroin is illegal. It's a controlled substance. And just because the city makes an area they can go shoot up in doesn't make it legal. It's still a federal offense.
Well, this is shocking to all those cities and states and counties that have pulled this stuff, right? Yeah. Because for over 8 years, you know, they were like, we're going to do what we want. It's sanctuary. So to them, they think because it's been so long that somehow Barr is doing something illegal when he's only enforcing federal law. But they're very shocked right now. And I think that Nancy Pelosi, after the comment that Barr made to her about the handcuffs at the, that ceremony, should really let that sink in, because I think he's trying to tell her that the handcuffs are actually coming for you soon.
Look,
that's what I think.
I hope that smirk on his face is exactly that. I hope that smirk on his face is, honey, we've got about 15 different, you guys down there at the Congress think you've got 82 investigations going on. I got about 13, and it'll wipe out half of you people. You know, I think mm-hmm. this thing with the FISA warrants and other, I think it's a lot deeper than we know it is, and I think it's going to take down a boatload of people. And I hope the first five is Hillary, you know?
I agree with that wholeheartedly. We just saw that Comey now has been contradicted.
Oh, yeah.
By Clapper and Brennan.
Oh.
So it's great to watch them. Their stories are falling apart. This is probably, I mean, literally, not only is it going to be funny, but it's going to be like this drama that's real unfolding as things start to come out.
Yeah. No, you're
and
exactly right.
I'm excited to watch. Yeah.
That's exciting.
This is going to be great.
Wait till they start. You know, thieves, you know, you and I have done this kind of commentary for years. You know, thieves, even the mafia, when they start turning on each other, this is a real show. And now you got Rosenstein. I said it. He came out, 2 days after he resigned? And right away, what's he doing? He is staking. You know, he's digging in, and it's Comey's fault, and so-and-so did it. I mean, listen to his speech. He is getting ready to make himself the good guy, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think, And I also think he left because when he's not there, he can't be reprimanded or, you know, suffer ramifications from the IG report.
Well.
So that's the other thing. But then again, the Justice Department can turn around and act on what they've read, what comes out, obviously. So I think this is going to be interesting. I really do.
Yeah.
I think that it's why we're seeing they are in panic mode. It's, you know, another example, but I think everybody's going to relate to this. There's a really educated woman, 2 master's degrees, that knows my mother from school. And I made a post about Mayor Bill, the other bumbling fool, that just, the 23rd, as we know, right?
Don't discourage him.
Spartacus into the race.
You can't. I said, don't discourage him. You couldn't buy this kind of entertainment. You couldn't pay for this.
No, I'm only saying this because of the post. And so what happened is that. This woman that is friends with my mother said, I said something like, here comes crazy about Bill. And so she said, well, if there's, you know, if anybody's crazy, it's of course, you know, it's Trump. And then of course, by default, that makes us crazy for voting for him. And I listed just some, you know, obvious things, you know, lowest, black and Hispanic unemployment ever in history, lowest unemployment, largest expansion in so many, you know, I mean, just all of these things that are indisputable. And her response back to me, but remember, this pretty educated woman, her response back to me wasn't, no, you know, it was actually 3.7 growth. It was in caps, fake, 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 fake. That was it.
Oh, my God.
And then when I wrote back and said, that's not fake, those are facts, and you can't really dispute facts, they're historical data. Our next response, nobody will be surprised to hear this because, you know, collusion's out the window. Where are his tax returns?
Well.
That's it. That's all they got.
Well, yeah.
That's all they got.
Of course. That's all they do.
Yeah.
That's all they do. I feel some of the people that I was friends with and I really thought could get past some of this are really starting to show their colors now. because nothing came out with Mueller, and that's it. Tell people real quick, we're up against it. Where can they find you? And I don't mean the Trumps.
You can find PatriotPreacherShow.com. Joe, thanks for having me. Always have a great night.
You too. And be careful. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Smorgasbord and a surprise guest in the next hour. Really, you listen to The Real Side. We'll be back.